Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
I've decided I'm taking control of the rest of the day.
Just one second.
And we're going to do some little things.
One second.
Together.
I had two Lempsips at 9 o'clock with no food and about four paracetamol.
Well, I didn't eat anything.
And now the Guinness has gone straight to me. Lord. Well, I went into a U2 concert.
I went into a U2 concert
at Zooropa in the RDS, and I met a lad from Nav, and I says, "What are you?" And he says, "I'm on Ben Linen Pints." I says, "You aren't
Benlin and Pines."
Benlin. He took out a bottle of Benlin. He just lugged it back and he went into you too. He said, "You'd like Europa."
I went to Slane once and put Skittles in my Heineken. Is that the most mayo thing you've ever heard?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, it's supposed to give you a buzz.
Skittles in the Heineken.
It's the closest thing to drugs I've ever taken.
They were on the back of the bus.
No, I was an adult.
Yeah, but the timber with the jeans and the Timberland boots. What the Skittles in the Heineken? It'll get you there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It did make us a bit more giddy, I think. And a yonder bag. Slane, which is another problem. Mead. Mm. Now, anyway, don't even try and get away from this. You know this thing where people say, "What's the happiest day of your life?" And your response, your token response always supposed to be the day of your wedding.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if that's actually accurate, because being married to someone makes you happy, but the actual day of the wedding, you're sort of caught up in the fun and the... It's not the happy... Like, I personally think the happiest day of my life was... Well, I do...
Hector's not listening.
I am.
I'm taking really... Hector's wrecking the place. He's had two pints of Guinness and he's actually drunk.
I'm after firing my mobile about 40 yards ago.
You need to get practice on alcohol. Now, Tommy's getting way better on drinking, I have to say.
He's the best day of your life.
Yeah, it's not necessary. You shouldn't be lying and say it's your wedding day. That's a lie, generally.
It's a good day, but
what's the best day of your life?
No, but it has
And then
be.
If you pick one of your kids, then that's not fair on the other kid.
No, but if you pick a day where you decide to get married and decide to show your love and your endearing love and your forever love to somebody...
He's talking like somebody on The Week in Politics.
What's that woman that pretends The Week in Politics?
Anne Casson. Anya Lawler.
Isn't it funny that between the three of us, the three of us on this podcast, that you got married on a GA pitch in Mayo?
I didn't get married on a pitch.
Well, yes, had the afters at it.
Yeah,
you got married in Mayo on a pitch.
Yeah.
You got married in a castle in Monaghan, and I got married in the favelas in Rio. Isn't it funny the way we've been brought together?
I have a question for you, Hector.
Sorry.
Did you change your wedding ring?
Yes.
Oh my God, show us. When did you notice that?
Is there a story?
And it was interesting. There was a jeweller's here down the back here behind Nocton's in that little arcade.
Kerwin's Lane, is it?
Yeah, there was a sort of a shop there. There was a, I think his name is Ralph McCabe.
He's a singer.
He's a designer.
Yeah.
That's where Dipna and we, I picked up my wedding ring there.
Tell us about it, Hector.
Well, it was way back in the day, 2000.
Well, so you didn't change it?
No, when I got my first wedding ring. I got married in 2002.
Yeah, sure. Is that the same wedding ring that you had since you got married?
I bought my first one here.
Yes.
And it was a nice one.
And it was two different colours, wasn't it? It was a gold band in a silver ring.
What is it?
There was little stones inset into it.
Yes.
But this one I got recently, about 3 years ago, my wife upgraded it.
Oh, good woman, didn't
she? She got me the Clada band, with the story of the Clada on it. And but I am fascinated about the bigger Clada, and I am going to go for the bigger, chunky gold Clada because they're chunky. Now, Tom, back to the major questions of the day.
Yes.
Tremendous.
Your happiest day of your life. Did you ever achieve something that you'll never achieve again? Did you ever do something that was once
the horn,
in a lifetime?
I had the horn for 4 hours once.
Oh my God, you've got one now and it fucking hasn't gone away for the last 2 days.
I was in the China Garden one night.
China Garden.
He's fucking mad
for I was in the China Garden one night.
Are they paying
Freddie,
you for talking
Freddie,
about the China
Luca,
Garden?
Asta, Trina.
Ah, that's
Rain,
a good
Shane,
one.
Dipna, everybody. And it was all there and then I went, I'll get this, lads. I'll get this. And I just fired up the credit card and that was one of the happiest days of my life.
What the fuck? What does the credit card have to do with it? He had a bit of cash in the bank and he had to weigh around the sandwiches.
No, chips.
I was in the China
and curry sauce. What the fuck? There's a deer in there or something.
I'll get this, lads.
I'll get this.
I did that all the
Daddy's
time.
Doing okay. I'll get
Jogan. No, but it is a nice thing to do. But that makes you feel
I told
good.
You today I drove a Mercedes into the house and my mum started crying.
You drove it into the house? I imagine that's why she started crying.
Trina, come out.
Hi, welcome to Happy Hour on the podcast.
Take that car out of the Freddie, we drove it straight into
the sitting room. Did you ever drive a car into a house? Actually. Physically.
Me and Freddie in the front of it, we drove it straight into the utility. And we hopped out as she went, your dinner's ready. Did you ever drive a car home?
Drive a car home from what?
No, but he never had a car in Navan.
Back to the home house.
You never had a car in Navan. Am I right to say it?
Tommy only learned to drive in his
30s. He got the car delivered from the Ford Focus garage.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
So
yeah.
Having a car in Navan was a massive thing. But having a Mercedes in Navan, my mother goes, I never
and
thought
what
we'd...
what did you do? Why
I
did
never
you,
thought
did
we'd
you buy
have
a
market...
brand new one? Did any of you ever have a brand new car?
Oh, did you?
A brand new one.
Absolutely.
Brand new from the garage.
I had a Ford Focus.
That wasn't a rented one or like a
leased
one that had miles on it.
No, brand new. Yeah.
I've never had a brand new car.
He Ford won Focus. The So You Think You're Funny award in 1996. He won the So You Think You're Funny award in 1996. And I went down to see the homecoming in the GPO the day
that
after.
Was the Perrier in 1998.
The Perrier was 98.
What is the Perrier? Now, would now, you be minding?
I
is
went down to see this man only a couple of hundred yards from this bar. Mm. My
tell
brother,
us about what
my
the Perrier
mate.
Is.
I couldn't believe the news that
so
that
the Perrier back in the day. It's called something else now, but it was the major kind of comedy award in the world. Probably.
And what age were you?
I was 28.
Fuck, that's.
And I got like a $5,000 for winning it. But I remember it was a weird thing. So it was, I remember being at the festival. And I remember kind of looking over what I'd earned for the spring and looking at what was ahead of me for the winter and realising, geez, I fucking... Now, this is the thing I remember. I remember thinking, fuck, I kind of have to win this award.
Financially?
Yeah, yeah. That's the only really thing that I remember about it. And I,
out of so, hundreds so of comedians.
When, so when, it,
yeah, yeah.
when you did win it, did yeah. it make a significant difference to your
It got me on
status?
The Des O'Connor show. And it got me on...
No, but financially?
I did Prince Charles's 50th birthday party.
Shit. No, it was five... It was worth $5,000
here,
but...
You've been doing the podcast for the last 2.5 years, and now you're telling me that you did now King Charles, then Prince Charles.
This 50th birthday party. I was
here,
on stage with Robbie Williams.
He'd done the Royal Albert Hall.
I was on with...
Was he sitting up front?
Yeah, yeah. I met him afterwards.
And what did he say to you? Anything inappropriate?
He said,
you're my lovely cock.
Stop.
No, he said. He said to me,
I hear you're funny.
Did you go for it? Like, were you saying inappropriate things in front of the prince, or were you conscious that he was?
I know I did.
Were you on about
cocks? 25 years ago. I know I had 7 or 8 minutes of
the news,
family friendly stand up, but I did
back then, I don't, people might remember.
So what did he say to you when you met him?
He just said, I heard you had a very good festival in Edinburgh. And I said, yes, I did. Thank you very much. And I can't remember.
It was a young Tommy Tiernan. And the news round here, because I was living in Galway, I was so
It was
proud.
A big award.
The news round Galway, when we, it was national news, but it was also a very proud moment in Galway when Tommy won the Perrier. And I was very, very proud. And I thought, there was a homecoming.
There was a GPO
we
now,
went
yeah.
to the GPO for points when he came home. Yeah. And I couldn't, he came home on the Monday or Tuesday after. It was like a homecoming. It's like Sam Maguire coming. The Perrier then
What's your father say? When you want it.
My father's greatest thing was the night that I did the gig for Prince Charles, they put me up in the Ritz. Mm. And you get a big fancy key to the room.
Oh, wow.
And so I did the show. So
were you able to bring your family over to it? Or?
Yeah, yeah. So
did your dad go?
Oh, no, not my family. Oh. No, I brought Dylan and his mum over.
But your dad didn't go?
No.
Right.
So it was the night. Do you remember Marilyn Monroe sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President to JFK? Well, Jerry Halliwell.
What did it for?
Put on the same kind of dress and did it for Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams did a live version of Let Me Entertain You that was kind of phenomenal. George Michael was there.
Yeah.
Loads of people. Yeah. So we're staying in the Ritz. Anyway, so the following morning I said, I'm not giving this key back.
Oh, good, yeah.
Was it a card key or a
gold key? Like this was like a proper key, like to a dungeon.
Oh, yes.
This was like a skeleton, like
with
a
the
big
key ring.
Fucking big thing with a big
chunky.
With a big Ritz thing to it.
Yeah,
a gold plate.
What was the bed like in the Ritz?
Oh,
it was a massive.
Massive.
It was crispy sheets.
Colossal.
Sheep's wool.
Oh, it was like
taking loads of.
Like taking ecstasy.
Wow. Ecstasy on the door, yeah.
I put the key in my bag and I brought it home. And the next time I was in Navan, I said to my father, I have something to give you. And he said, yeah, what's that? And I says, there. And I gave him a present of the key.
Yeah.
And he says, well, whatever. He put it into his pocket. Wow. And then somebody told me the story, one of his pals told me the story, that the next time he was down in the pub, he used to meet the same four fellas for porter every Friday night for 30 years. And he said he got fairly steamed. And then three quarters of the way through the night, he stood up in the bar and got the attention of the whole room and held up the key. And he said, I have a son who stayed in the Ritz.
That's pride.
But he wouldn't bother.
But that's intangible pride. Same when the Mercedes came in after
Tommy,
that
was unbelievable.
Wasn't the flood? Was it?
As they say in Navan.
Of course it was.
The fucking floodgates open.
Yeah. So we've moved to another bar now because, you know, it's only 1 o'clock in the day. Sure, we could be drinking in the same place.
Well, I've got my wish.
Which is, mean?
Is just bringing you for more than one drink. Mm. I know it's inappropriate. Now we're drunk. But at least we're drinking a little bit later than 10 o'clock in the morning.
I've never been drunk in my life.
You have been.
The last time I was drunk with me, Debs.
Hector, you look like...
I told you I'm on the paracetamol and the Beechams.
Your eyes are for another world.
Yeah, I've had eight.
You said you lured us into a new pub and said, let's have a couple of hot whiskies and we'll go home. But now there's another pint of Guinness in front of us.
I am embracing this podcast.
I'm embracing life, Hector, because
you walked up that main street, I swear to God.
I still need sex.
Right, I'm going out to look for sex. You know, I think you can do a dial for sex or sex for sexed. You can text somebody and they'll come in. You'd like to be serviced in front of us.
Do either of you have Yvonne's number?
8 5 6
Yvonne is not available until 2:30.
We are here in another lovely
Garavan's Bar.
Garavan's Bar in the Snug. And
there's nothing nicer than lovely just that people. Little level of being a little bit drunk and a little bit giddy. And just, you want, like, I'd love if that door was opened and a couple of men could come in here. I'm full of devilment now. I'd love to take a couple of men's jackets off, maybe their jumpers.
We watched you as you walked up the main street.
Like nobody's ready for me.
So just
I feel like I'm being held back in the world. And Tommy's like, stop talking to strangers.
Inside there are old men from Shatla, Canal Road.
There's a lot of walking.
Merview, Cladda. No, but they're good drinking, sound, solid. Yeah. In Ballina, because like
obviously we've loads of drinking pubs there.
But are there old parts of Ballina?
Yeah, loads
where of you know what part of the town? Like I say, Shantla, Clada. What part of Ballina is the old, where you go into a real good boozer in Ballina and you say, where are you from? I'm from Maher Park. I'm from Flaherty Road. I'm from Bohor Moor. Where is it?
We call them Back the Park. You'd say Back the Park. You'd say Bunree, Arnery, down the Keys Posh.
Good old style.
Alderies, yeah.
Bunnery.
Bunnery, not Bunnery. Bunnery.
Bunnery, yeah.
A good people.
And then you'd have a couple of Knockmore. You'd have a couple of Knockmore ones to get the bus into town at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Go to a couple of pubs.
Have you ever been in all your socialising in Galway, have you ever been in the Snug and Garvins?
No. Never. So I think it'd be appropriate for me to sing a song.
Look at the hatch. We've our own hatch. We have our own hatch on the Christmas party.
Can we get a sign in here saying that this is the THL booth?
It's just nice to
knock
find
on that door and ask them.
It's nice to find places that aren't dominated by televisions, that where people can go in and it's the sound of human voices.
You'd be able to take your jacket off. You put it on now since 10 o'clock this morning.
This isn't a jacket.
Well, a lifestyle. A shakigen.
It's a cardi coat.
It's a coat again.
He'll take that off at 11 o'clock tonight as he strides into bed like a stallion. And he'll pull the jocks off himself and he'll just hop into bed and he'll snuggle in and he'll say, I'm here now and I'm safe.
So, Luther, sing us this song that you've been promising to sing.
Yeah, for a Christmas song.
This is a song that I've worked on a while, and I think it's an appropriate one for my... I can't sing.
Good.
But it's an appropriate one for my voice.
Keep that mic well away from your mouth. Don't. Yeah.
I've practiced it now twice. Once at my wedding, once at my birthday that you weren't invited to.
Okay.
And it depends. Like the music has to be there, and the vibe has to be there.
Just say this is a song.
Come, single bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love. It's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Belton. Oh my God! You fucking ruined my big moment.
No, let
it's Miss Henrietta Bell out of Captain Kelly's kitchen.
Hang on, go back again and we will let you do this. Go for it again.
That's like someone videoing you and you're on stage.
Okay, so Loretta, can I just say, somebody in New Zealand and in Patagonia and in Vancouver and in Kilkenny and
in the chorus.
No, can you sing this for them for this Christmas? I thought you were going to, here we go.
Come, single bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out to Captain Kelly's kitchen. Where me tora lora la, and me tora lora laddie, where me tora lora la, tora lora lora laddie. At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a roaster, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were so fine, she set me hard a touching when she invited me to a hooly in the kitchen.
Me tora lora la, me tora lora laddie, me tora lora la, tora lora lora laddie.
Next Sunday being the day we were to have a flare up, I asked, she invited me downstairs, and I washed and oiled me hair up. My captain had no wife, so he was gone out fishing. Miss Henrietta Bell out to Captain Kelly's kitchen.
Hey, Tora Laura Lad.
Hey, Tora Laura Laddie. Hey, Tora Laura Lad.
Tora Laura Laddie.
With me arms around her waist, I slyly hinted marriage. Sure in dressful haze came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes soon filled with rage and poison she was spitting. Miss Henrietta Bell out at Captain Kelly's kitchen.
Hey, Tora, Tora Laura Lad.
Hey, Tora Laura Laddie.
Hey, Tora Laura Lad. Tora Laura Laura Laddie.
That's the end of it now.
Well done. Oh, wow. Now, well done.
I could have added a little bit more, but that's the end of it. And that I felt like I was on stage there with the chieftains.
We're back to chats.
Well, rather. Listen, we're having tremendous.
What was the best funeral you were ever at?
Me mother's.
You know what? Weirdly,
you have to say these things.
No, but weirdly, my mother's was the best as well.
And why wouldn't
see her now?
No,
but it was a good
no,
way of,
and in
like,
a mad way,
people.
why shouldn't it be the best ever funeral you've ever been at? Because who else matters? Your mother.
I had good crack at a funeral.
In a bizarre way.
My cousin died when he was only young, and my mother and I were at the funeral as well, and that was good crack. It wasn't good crack in a bad way, but it was good crack, like a personal, like you have crack at
you
a funeral.
You know I missed my father's funeral, you know that. I never told you this story. So, did I tell you this story?
No,
but I was living in Bilbao. My dad passed away suddenly, heart attack. I was 20 something years of age. He was 52, and I was living in Spain. And I got the news, and I was living in a house in Spain. And I got the news, and then,
no mobile phones,
and fucking got the news, and I booked the flight what's the Spanish airline company?
The green and red one.
They're not fucking Aer Lingus. What's the Spanish company called?
Iberia.
Yeah, booked the flight for 8 o'clock next morning. He was being buried at 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock that day, and didn't I have a shave and didn't I have a shower, and I knew I had to go to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was up at four, and I said I'm up too early, and I knew Sondica at the airport in Bilbao was that close, and I had everything planned, and I had a shave. And I went back into the bed for an hour and I overslept. I fucking swear to God, you know when you get that fucking sledgehammer into the bottom of the stomach? And I missed my flight. And I got another flight about 11 o'clock that morning. And I got to Dublin Airport and I rented a car and I drove to St. Mary's Cemetery in Navan. And he was heading into the cemetery. Yeah. Mad. Absolutely mad.
Did you find that hard?
Mad. No, I just found it mad.
Or were you just like, I'm in the throes of it.
I just found it mad that I was accelerating my life really quickly to get to there. And then he was entering into the cemetery and listen.
And when had you seen him before that?
Oh, years before that. But like,
so was it difficult?
And my relationship. No, it was just.
No, like afterwards.
What I found was that I was just fucking. There he was going in, and I was there, and they were all. I felt as if everyone in the cemetery.
Were you removed? Did you feel removed from it?
I felt if everyone in the cemetery was looking at me, going, "There's your man." There's.
He's only after arriving.
But
you don't care about that shit.
No, but like,
it's awful.
It's
young.
Mad, isn't it? When you're fucking talking about stuff like this, like you're talking about your mum's feeling. Or I don't want to get fucking depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm not. I don't want to fucking. Why that comes up in my train of thought.
No, but how?
I missed my dad's flight because I missed the flight.
I missed
my dad's funeral because I missed the flight.
But you didn't miss the full funeral.
No, isn't that mad to say? But that just sums up a lot of stuff where.
Yeah, but the thing when I would hope that when someone dies that there's a phenomenal release of love. So.
Yeah.
Your father, you know, was just. Your father just gave you a bit of a lie-in.
He did.
Yeah, your father gave you a lie and it says, look, I'm be. Don't
I fell asleep don't after having a shave, Tommy.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Actually.
My bag was packed and I said, there's no point going to Sondica Airport.
At 3 hours.
It's only a rural regional, like a small city airport.
But you'd never feel.
There's no point going up there at 7 in the morning. I'd be fine. And then, boom, Tommy.
You can't beat yourself up about that.
And also, maybe your father was saying to you, don't mind the bass.
Yeah.
Don't mind the mask.
And that's the only material stuff anyway.
Yeah, just get there for the final delivery.
I know we're on pints and we're having a few pints, but I didn't want to bring you down. I'm not bringing you down, am I?
I'm bringing you down.
Diddle-doodle-doodle-doodle. I'm going to sing a door song now. And I walked down the corridor and a woman was shouting. My mum and dad were sleeping in the room. And I said, son... No, I'm not going to go down that road.
No, probably not. That's probably
but,
not.
What struck me about the story, Hector, was one of the things that struck me was just the age of your owlet. And we're two of us.
You're that age.
The two of us are the far side of 52.
Yeah, but I lost them young.
I tell you, I'd be awful sad if you died now.
He didn't get that far.
Yeah, but I know a lot of people who lost their dads in their early 50s.
And
that's not a nice thing to happen to anyone.
It's very difficult to process it for a while, isn't it? Because you go through all these different emotions of how you feel with the
52.
You know, and at that age, when you're in your 20s, you could have a very tumultuous relationship.
If he walked in here now, we'd be like, who's that young lad?
If Mickey Keoghan walked in here now, he would get the roundest down.
Would he be dressed like Tommy or would he be dressed like Hector?
He'd be in a lovely suit.
And so he'd be dressed like Tommy.
He'd have the locks and he would say, what about Mead last week? O'Rourke's taken over.
Do you know what? He'd be the cut of Ian McShane from Deadwood.
Bergerac. Ian McShane from Deadwood. And he would be reveling you in GA stories.
There was a scene from Deadwood.
I'd have more in common with your father than
there's a scene from Deadwood when Ian McShane walks in and he strolls up to the bar and the two Irish boys in the corner and one goes, is that Mickey Keoghan?
That's a fact.
Mickey Keoghan was out mining gold.
That's a fact.
Anyway, apart from all that, you're on about your mother's funeral, Dad. Let's move away from that conversation.
Right, okay.
But anyway, I don't know if I've ever told that story in the podcast, but I missed my dad's funeral because I missed the fucking flight.
I got there. Hector, that sort of stuff's material.
I've never told anyone that.
Yeah, but it's not... Like, I... My mother is not because I'm having Guinness. In a graveyard.
Not because I'm on tremendous points all day.
No, we'll hold it against you, so don't worry.
Tommy.
Yeah, missed your father.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm going to order another pint here now, right?
Hector, go on.
We're going to have a whiskey as well, but yeah. just on
no,
this.
No, no, I don't a think pint this, or a whiskey.
We have recorded hundreds of hours of here, and the chat from the hen house.
And
can I ask you to sing me a song? Can you sing me something now for Christmas? He's going to sing me a Christmas song.
Just we want people to realise that are listening to this. Don't be judgmental of us. Because we've had alcohol and we're letting them into our little space, our secret space. Anyway, could you not sing an Irish song? Like a, a Shanachie song.
Okay, I'll sing you a song in a second now, but I will sing you a
we'll
song.
We'll chat amongst ourselves while
I'll sing you a song.
And Hector, you sang the song at my wedding.
Well, he wasn't at it.
But the next day.
I was at it.
He's an imposter.
He missed out as well.
Fucking sneer shop, yeah. So to the listeners now,
fucking
sneer shop. Shut your mouth, you fuck. I was on holidays with my family. What do you want me to do? Fuck off. Fucking sneering bastards.
And it gets fucking gross all the time.
It's not the fucking even the sneer shop shopping centre.
No, I'm not getting involved.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut your fucking mouth.
Go on, sing.
I swear to God.
Oh yeah. Ah! Oh no. No, we're in a villain's bane. We'll all.
We'll come back to the fucking wedding.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Don't worry about it. No, it's just your fucking best friend in the whole world's getting married. Go on, don't worry about it.
Shut your mouth.
Go on, sing the song though. You sang. It was good. It was good crack. Go on.
I'm waiting for Tommy.
No,
I can't wait. We're in Garvin's pub, and I can go like this.
Press the button.
And there's a button here, and there's a snug. So these are things that are dying out around the country. We've lost hundreds and hundreds of pubs.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't come down to my fucking village at all, or my town. No.
But we will. But like, this is a celebration of woodenness, of great architecture, and of windows and secret snugs. And we are here having pints.
Yeah, but. Don't judge us from being drunk.
No, I think people will react to this. We met Emily from New Zealand that we met in Nocton's, that's home from Waterford.
No, Emily is the woman that was here.
So who's the girl from? Emily's from near Kinnegad that is working in Garvin's. Who's the girl we met? Kira, is it?
Kira
from New Zealand.
Kira brought her man over. Yeah. They're from Waterford.
And from Waterford.
And they've come up here and he's a Kiwi. Hector, can we just clarify? The mean you're happy enough to be chatting to people and this fucking creep is outside the door with a suitcase. No, I'm not talking to anyone. Keep me shielded from the people. Let me know.
So Tommy arrives at the field. He looks like somebody's going to clean up a crime scene.
When will you ever not be antisocial?
And he's like, who am I? And then 5 points of Guinness, he's walking up the main street.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Guinness is good for you.
You need to be more social.
Tommy, I go back to yours. Why did the two of us hop into bed together and just laugh?
I don't even find this funny.
But I find it funny as well.
Come on, we might need more drink. We should record this podcast.
Put on the Joshua
until we're drunk.
Take your clothes
off. Will you go away with that shite?
Put on the Joshua tree.
Why would you not be listening to Foster and Allen or something?
No, the Joshua tree.
We have one for the road.
Yeah, but I'm going to knock now. Are you ready?
See what's up here, Slane.
No, where's the... Where are you saying? Where's the...
There's knock on it. Knock on it.
Yeah, but you said there was a buzzer.
Well, she didn't say there was a buzzer. That's a light switch.
Three Finta Guinness, August three Hishka. Bahama at Garvin's and show. They've really, really.
Do I have to drink whiskey as well?
Yes, yeah. Three Middletons.
I'm going to be really sick. What time is it? Like half one?
Gone shook.
Which one do you want, Tommy?
Garvin's
is a whiskey.
Redbreast.
Three Redbreast with no ice.
And Paul is paying for it, she said, so we're sound. And tell Paul I want to have a look at his shoes.
As it goes back, we're in. Now, in the here we go. Larita, you getting...
Are you singing a song?
Will I warm him up with a little...
Well, this is a song Hector sang 3 days after he arrived at the wedding.
Tommy, no, I want you to get in there now and give me, because I want you to perform to us now.
I was doing a song then.
Stand up, no, like as if you're at the fest.
You ready?
No, here we go.
Okay.
Sing it a bit louder.
Here we go. And let it go, Tommy. You're well able.
In the time of a time when
Jeremy Lanigan battered the way till he hadn't a pound, and his father, he died, and he made him a man again, left him a farmer 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party to friends and relations who did not forget him when he came to the wall. If only you'd listen, he'd make your eyes glisten, all the resurrections of Lanigan's
balls. Lovely.
Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. In less than a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round the cask. Lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes, cakes, there was bacon and tea. Nolans and Dolans and O'Grady's and court. The girls and dancing away. 6 long months
I spent in Dublin. 6 long months were nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
You were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas round the room and a whirling the gig, but Julie and I got banished that nonsense and took them a twister than Irish old jig. Oh, the girl, she really got mad at me dancing, me thinking.
Oh, it's half a... I can't...
Keep going.
That's a fucking tongue twister. Keep going.
The boys were as merry, the girls were all hearty, dancing around in couples and groups, till an accident happened. Young Terence McCarthy, he put his right leg through Miss Finnerty's hoops. The creature, she fainted, cried, me and my mother and my... No, it's too much.
No, Lanigan's bold.
Six long years I spent in Dublin. Six long years did nothing at all.
Six long years I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
Now, Hector, it's all over to you now. There's nothing nicer than the smell of whiskey. It brings you to a place where you think that it's a bit...
Can I raise a glass to everyone who's had tremendous pints? Morning porter. Tommy, you started morning porter on the island. No, morning porter. To anyone who's a morning porter, okay. We raise a glass to you this Christmas, wherever you are. Slánte.
I feel like someone who's been kidnapped. And
but this is your...
And Guinness has been poured down his throat against his will. And
I've washboarding.
And I've come up with a word for it.
Califat.
No.
Guinness fat.
No. Porter boarding.
Porter boarding, yeah. Good. Now, I have to say...
Do you?
In my defence... Yeah, porter boarding's good. Porter... No. I asked you a simple question. We could have had this... We could have had this episode, this drinking... We could have started now at 4 o'clock in the day when normal people go drinking. But why are you so fucking weird?
Yeah, because it's...
Is it because you're old or what?
No.
I like getting drunk in the day.
Sorry, can I just clarify to people that are listening?
Break on through.
Wherever you are in the world. Side.
Break on
we
through.
Have been out since 10 o'clock this morning. And that's not appropriate for anyone.
Yeah.
Can you just squat?
We'll have a little snoozy sleep now.
When
and
the
then
day
we have another drink when we wake up.
When the day becomes the night.
Night becomes
the day. Sign of flies. Sake of flies. Break on through to the other side.
Break on through to the other side.
Everyone breaks on through at 9 o'clock at night, but we break
was
on
through. Was I good
through.
At singing there? Break you didn't through. Say that I was good at singing.
Jim Morrison to me
Hello?
Was the man.
Sorry, you didn't comment on my singing.
No,
I thought it was good.
Move on. Anyway,
I thought my singing was appropriate.
It totally was. I loved it.
Like it didn't go out of tune
too
much.
No.
Here's one for you, Loretta. For time it is
oh my God,
a pleasure place,
podcast.
And time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its pleasure,
and time,
alas, with all its joy. For time will stop a man straight in his tracks. For once I saw her bunch of time.
I apologise.
She wore it right between her bars. Time with all its pleasure. Alas, with all its joy. For time brings all men to... Once I saw a bunch of times.
Do you remember when we brought them in on the podcast?
Sit up, Loretta.
Why? What does it matter?
Don't
do you
be
lying. Sitting there?
No, but don't be lying.
What about when we...
You can't
stop. Scratch.
It's not a fucking... It's not a podcast and fucking easy... Easy G and Jazzy Jeff.
Claire, what about...
We're drinking pints of stout.
We brought Foster out.
You want to see the fish.
My tits are hanging out.
You're standing light here to put your leg up.
I'm wearing fucking underwear. I'm wearing underwear and my breasts are not... I am not wearing a bra in this podcast.
I don't find that anything.
I don't think either of you can handle your drink.
I can. And, excuse me, I have to say, you are exceptional at handling drink.
Totally.
For a man that was, you know, you're... For a man that's...
I'm dying with a head cold.
For a man that's...
I'm buzzed
antisocial,
up on
doesn't like mixing with
Tommy,
people.
Don't ever. You left the Crane 2 years ago.
Hector got drunk at 12 o'clock. It's four
no,
now and I'm drunk.
I was fine, but I'm... Listen, you...
Well, here, if you think we're drunk now, wait till we drink the
I'm in a giddy mood now.
Yeah.
I'm in a giving mood now.
Oh.
Just drink again, isn't have a whiskey. I can stay here all day now. I'm
I think
getting...
we've moved into a different phase, and then Hector's
no,
like
are.
On his own.
No,
we've kind of got into the angry phase.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking.
I'd never get in
there's
there.
A lot of stuff
I'd
coming out of you here. I'm just sitting here. I'm dying with a head cold. I should have been home in my bed, but I came in and I soldiered along. And Tommy knows that. See the hand?
No,
see
he's just telling me to put your microphone down.
Your face.
Sorry. Sorry. I didn't know that was an insult.
It's fine. I feel like shit. I have a head cold.
Okay, we'll stop.
I woke up this morning with a serious... I had two loads of toilet paper up me two noses.
Why?
And didn't was going to work and I was going...
You can get nose spray, you know.
No, but I came into this podcast and I will give it socks. Because I know somewhere...
No,
you all get sent. Now you go, hey, to shut your mouth. Somewhere fucking round the world. I don't give a fuck where you are. I fucking love you, boys.
No, let's and send I meet a
you
out. And you're
like that woman we met in fuck. I fucking love
you. Send a message out to the person that you people are listening.
No,
to.
I'll just say somewhere around the country, around the world, somewhere someone is listening to this and they get a good fucking kick
who
out.
Do you want to say
and that really floats my boat.
For Christmas, say hello to someone that's hello. Listening that you know to. You know that are listening away.
A happy Christmas to everybody. I really mean that from the THL podcast. From a snug in the heart of Galway in Garvin's pub. And we are blessed to be drinking lovely, creamy, tremendous pints of stout. And now we have three red breasts in front of us.
Do our siblings listen to the podcast?
My sister in New Zealand and my brother in New Zealand listen to it.
Well, happy Christmas to you all.
Did they proper?
Yeah.
And is your... I've Mark no sibling. Listen.
I've nobody else listening.
Does Mark listen?
Mark.
No, nobody listening in my family.
I don't think Mike.
Because you sneered at them from Ray and all.
I don't think Mike. They were fucking.
All my family were banished the podcast. Ray, your fucking brother's your auntie's not Ray. Your auntie's not Ray. It's not me all. They will. If you come to Nav, they will snap your legs.
I'm going to say hello to
you. Won't even get through fucking Kinnegad. They'll kill yous. You sneering bitch.
Fuck me! Are you
yeah, the whole eye is. Tommy's alright, but he'll break his legs as well.
I didn't say
yeah,
anything.
I won't get to Navin with my family because they've got a sneering bastard.
We were there and they never said anything.
Oh, my Auntie Ray.
That's funny.
And
my Auntie Ray.
And Lord Lover, may she be good. And Breeda, my Auntie Breeda, and my mother. I want to give a shout out to three great women who've left this world. Auntie Breeda, Auntie Ray, and my mother Trina, and I fucking love you all so much. And these sneers, if I swear
no,
to God,
we're not sneering. If this, no, we're
but
not yeah, sneering.
No, but if the podcast is going on, they'd be sneering anyway.
No, they won't
so
be
we
sneering.
Don't give a fuck.
I have two people sneers, that I want to say and, to.
No, you're not saying no to them.
I do.
No, you're
I
not
do.
Saying no. No, you're not saying no to nobody. I am in charge of this.
I have two people.
To all the wards and all the Kyogans and all the Navin posse, you know I love yous and fuck the rest of them on this podcast.
No, I
no,
have
shut your mouth.
I have
shut up now. I am drinking Guinness and I am in charge.
Jesus,
and I'm ordering another three more. Three more points.
No,
and you're lying there like you're in a fucking. What? Three more points, Ted. No, thank you. No, it is. No, it is. We need to sort this out.
Hector, I'll have the point.
No, no, no. You're really going
Hector,
to say. Shut up.
No, I want to say hello to my cousins. There's three
Stop
people.
The fucking Ronan Collins show last.
I know, but there's three people that I know that listen to my podcast of my
hello
family. Not
words.
My siblings. They don't listen to it. But my cousins in America. Dennis. Brendan Sweeney.
It's like something on a fucking...
Dennis Blood, Brendan Sweeney
Sorry,
and Maureen Barlow. They're
oh,
the
great.
Only people that listen to my podcast.
It's like the death notices.
What's not the death notices? Go away. You name three people that listen to the podcast from your department.
It's what? Not... It, Loretta,
I'm
this
not
isn't...
saying it's a pod... I'm not saying it's
okay.
a shout-out.
We're
going
to
I'm saying
to...
it's Christmas time and let's be nice to people.
Can we finish on a high note and an emotional
we've
note?
We've loads of high notes.
I know. Can we just say...
I don't happy... think we've ever recorded a podcast
okay.
for as long as we have.
Can we
started at 10 o'clock this morning and it's now 5 o'clock in the evening and now we're talking absolute nonsense.
No, I don't think there's nonsense at all.
Yeah, I think there's absolute nonsense.
Has anyone got any lemsips?
And I send my sincere apologies and condolences to whoever has to edit
So
this.
I was in the local supermarket. Last night I said, I feel really head coldy.
Okay, another story.
I have to say, you bring me down.
And I threw. Someone got a load of eggs.
Why are you laughing so much?
So I went in the local supermarket last night and I needed 12 free range eggs. and a load of bagels.
Why 12?
Because the boys eat the fucking dead fly.
I mean, so, Hector's so drunk now, his eyes aren't even open. His eyes don't even open wide.
I needed to get some stuff. Bagels, eggs, blueberries, ham. And then,
ham?
Yeah, ham. For the boys, don't you?
Why are you laughing?
Ham. Ham.
He wouldn't even know how to make a sandwich.
Yeah, but Loretta, you
he
don't...
He made us fake so what, fucking you know sandwiches what? Once. Do you remember the day
what
he got
nice
us...
Case.
Do you remember the day he got us... Do you remember the day that he was left at home alone and he said, I'll get you something to eat, and he gave us a fucking plastic bowl, first of all, that you wouldn't give to Teddy the dog.
Sesame sticks.
He gave us things that looked like chips, but they were made from lentil crisps.
It was like a child's lunch that they could only eat white stuff.
No, it was a fake lunch. It was like burgers, but they were made from rice cakes.
I never knew this last night, so I got the bagels, I got the ham, I got the blueberries.
He's so attentive to everything.
And then I thought I knew, and then I went, I feel like I really got a head cold. So I fired on 4 boxes of fucking Lemsip and 2 Powerlinks.
Your
man at the checkout goes, boom, boom. And he goes, boom, 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 boom. And he goes,
I wish I was.
He said, you're over your link for paracetamol.
And you weren't allowed, boy.
And I said, I'm over my link. Why did I feel like a head cold? He goes, you're only allowed that. So at the front, there was a load of people in the queue where the fire and the paracetamol. And the beat's back up like I was a drug addict. Like I was a fucking drug addict. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
I did sorry for you.
Oh, fuck it.
I wish I was.
Can we stop the podcast?
Yeah, can we?
No, we can never stop the podcast. This podcast is going on for 24 hours.
My young lad said to me at 10 o'clock, where's the car? I said,
we ring him back now and see where he is.
Good luck. I have to go
we
home.
We haven't even started drinking the whiskey yet. No. And I feel like it's dark outside. It is dark.
No.
The young fella said good luck.
We ring people that we like.
He knew exactly. I'll come in there tonight.
Can we ring people that we like?
No, fucking in and that. And I say, who's playing D? He goes, you fool.
We've talked to Yvonne. We've talked to Shane.
No.
No more talking.
Listen,
why
I just
are you
want to say,
so
to everybody, I don't think we've ever got drunk on a podcast.
Dunk.
Don't you shut your mouth. Listen.
I sent listen, my. There should be a public health notice.
I'm just
for
going
this.
In for the 99 pint. There's a lovely creamy.
Is that my one, the full
yeah,
one?
Yeah, because you're not drinking half it. There's a lovely pint of creamy Guinness in front of us here, and we will say, come out of his
it's
bad
egg
and arm shirish.
Egg and arm shirish.
Happy
okay,
Christmas,
happy
everybody.
Christmas. Happy and, New Year. We'll be out in the. We'll touch back with
slán,
you.
Slán.
On the other side.
As the vegetarian said, slán gafiúil.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.